this time. What we got, fellas?
Well, it looks like that a major hamburger chain has missed out on an opportunity to collaborate with Boner on a cow fart song.
Yeah, and since we were talking about hamburgers, we have the worst Boner's All-Stars hamburger song remix ever.
And a surprise guest who you guys just found out about.
What?
Huh?
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hello, guys.
Well, hello, Sean.
Hola.
Sean here. I'm fired up. Hey, I'm fired up right now.
Why are you fired up, Sean?
Why am I fired up? Well, because I don't know. Maybe anxious is a better word. Because I may have done something that's going to affect you guys directly, but I've yet to tell you about it.
What did you do?
Well, it wasn't me. It was...
Wait a minute. You just said that it was you.
No, but this is drunk me. Drunk Sean did this. This is not a sober Sean thing. Sober Sean definitely would have thought it through and talked to you guys. Drunk Sean was just jumped right at it.
Uh-huh. And,
all right, just get on. What'd you do? Does it involve me in any way?
Yes. It involves you actually like right now. And you too, Greg. I invited a guest on the podcast.
A guest?
One of our listeners, Megan.
Megan.
You guys know Miss Megan?
Yeah, I've met Megan at a couple of live shows. Remember when we used to have live shows? Remember that, guys? Good times.
Well, Megan wrote me a message Saturday night, and Drunk Sean happened to be awake and responded for me. Her message was like, hey, I love your podcast, and I just listened to
Why?
It. I think you guys are funny. Yes, I had that question. And she's like, I would love to come on one night and just, you know, shoot the breeze with you. And I'm like, wow. She said she loved our podcast. Yes, you can come on. And gave it no other thought than that. So, now okay. Where do we lie?
So what, is she going to be on tonight?
Well, I have her email address. She sent it to me earlier. She's on Facebook Messenger now. I'm going to... If you guys are okay with it, I can just click this invite button and see if it works.
Well, you already invited her on. It's like, we look like tools if we go, yeah, no. So
well, that's why I did it on the air. I didn't give you time to say anything before.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah,
no
good,
problem, dude.
Good thinking.
You're a good guy, dude. So, you know, I'm gonna type in Megan's info here. And you guys, how was your week?
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest. What we did the thing last week, what, like Wednesday? We did a little later than. I mean, last week just sucked. I hated last week. Last week was a total nightmare. So far, this week has been a little better. So I'm not complaining about anything.
A total nightmare?
Yeah, it was awful. I hated it.
Oh no!
But well, you know, whatever. That was last week. I want to leave that in the past.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So let's moving on.
Well, it just said invite sent successfully. So this may be the start of ruining your next week. So we're here for you, Bob.
Well, good. No, maybe it'll be fun. That'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, it's so encouraging, you know, when one of our millions of listeners was able to get into the DMs here and try to get on. It's you know, it really worked out well.
No, I think that's a stellar idea. And you're right, you know, I mean, you said millions. I mean, it's obviously way more than that. You know, the hundreds of millions.
It's a quadrillion.
Yeah, I mean, at least. I mean, I'm surprised when we do put this thing up, it doesn't just totally break the internet and we get, you know, in trouble every week. But
I have that same thought every Thursday.
But it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened yet. No, but Megan loves the show, so I'm on a, you know, I just want to find out, you know, that why. Like, what is...
No, I do, too. I mean, this is it's like up there with Stonehenge and the pyramids and other things that we don't know anything about, like Atlantis. And why in the hell do you listen to this? Yeah.
Well, because there's very interesting things. Like, did you guys know that that kid, uh-oh, the yodeling Walmart guy?
Uh-oh.
Do we have it? What happened?
No, you were cutting out there for a second.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to pull up. Okay, no big deal. But you know that yodeling Walmart kid? Like, his name is Mason Ramsey. Yeah, that guy. But I got a clear update for you on him, and this is why people come to the pod for, you know, information like this.
For Mason Ramsey updates? Really?
He's now the cow fart guy. I think that's a good thing. He released a song today with Burger King about cow farts and burps and how they're no laughing matter. When they are. But because they release methane and they contribute to climate change, Burger King is feeding all their cows lemongrass to make their smarts smell better. And Mason Ramsey got the job to write a song about that. Now, would you
guys
like to hear
this? Does he yodel this stupid song too?
Oh, I think you should look for Mason Ramsey. Do you think he could do a guest on Boner's All-Stars?
No.
I mean,
no. And I was really, truly hoping the news you were going to tell me that he's been hired by NASA and we're launching him to Jupiter.
Nope. Just got a new song called Cow Farts, and I'm going to play it for you.
When cows fart and burp and splatter, well, it ain't no laughing matter. They're releasing methane every time they do. And that methane from the rear goes up to the atmosphere and pollutes our planet, warming me and you. Yes, that methane that we pass is a greenhouse gas that'll trap the sun's heat and change our climate too.
There's a whole video for this.
Is it hot in here, or is it just me?
So to change our mission,
so he's dancing in front of cows, yodeling on an iceberg right now. It's wild how this kid's career has gone.
I'm going to be honest with you. That just plain pisses me off.
I was about to say, we're going to have to hose Boner down with some crushed ice, because surely Boner could have written something better than that and should be making at least a tenth of what Mason Ramsey is making.
That little punk-ass jerk that looks like Howdy Doody. I mean, look, do you remember, Greg, that they brought that kid to the radio station?
I do.
Yeah. And he was I'm not going to say, you know what? He was
he thought he was Garth Brooks when he was really Mason Ramsey.
Yeah. I mean, he really did. And I guess I won't say anything nasty about him, but I mean, you're right. He had this I'm a rock star thing going on with him. And I'm like, you're like five. You know, what do you give me a break? You yodeled because you had nothing better to do, and now here you are yodeling around the radio station. It's and God damn it, this little punk ass kid, son of a bitch! That kid's making like 10 times. No, that'd be easy to make 10 times. That kid's made more money than I'll ever make, and he ain't done shit.
He's stealing your material, dude. Like, that's
cow farts are really good. Oh man. God.
Dude, if Burger King came to you and like, listen, we need a cow fart song, you're like, okay, you came to the right person.
I'm
clearly
like, dude,
heard son of my butthole.
I'm like, man, I would tell him, look, you guys have chosen wisely.
Yeah, but no, they went with the yodeling kid from Walmart. Like, huh? Total miss there, dude. They don't consult us when they need to.
Oh, man. I mean, it was real simple. You just, wait, we need a fart song. I mean, what do we call? You know, what the hell's wrong with their market?
Randy Smith in Chattanooga, Tennessee, goes by the name of Boner. No, we can't have anyone named Boner writing our Burger King songs.
Well, where's that Howdy Doody looking sumbitch? Bring that kid up.
Yeah, but does he yodel?
Yes, sir, he does yodel.
Get him on the phone.
Ah, coming in hot. Dude, I knew you'd you'd like that song, Boner. Maybe we should task you to come up with a better version by this time next week, and we'll just send it to Burger King. Be like, listen.
Now, I'm trying to figure out. They are saying that Burger King is saying that they feed their cows lemongrass so that their cow farts and belches smell better. So that means methane is still coming out. We are still getting the greenhouse effect. It just has a lemon lime fresh scent.
Basically, they're reducing their emissions by approximately 33%, Burger King is, by feeding their cows lemongrass.
Okay, so lemongrass creates less methane?
See, now you're asking questions I don't have the answer to. I was just reading.
Where the hell's Megan?
I'm trying to type her name in, too, so I'm, like, loosely connected to the conversation here. Talks amongst yourselves.
I know that Megan knows all about cow farts. We should have gotten her on here earlier so that we could really get the full cow fart scoop.
She's probably doing research now, knowing that's going to be the lead topic of discussion tonight.
Well, and, you know, just to further drive home the fact that I know about farts, I am sitting here holding a can of bean dip.
Is it Fritos bean dip?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at the store the other day and I was waiting in line and, you know, at Walmart, they got all kind of stuff in there and they have like Tostitos, cheese dip and stuff. And right next to it is this little tiny can of Fritos bean dip. And I went, oh,
yeah,
bean dip. I haven't had any bean dip in a while. So I grabbed one of them little tiny cans and they're so small that you can basically kill it with like six chips.
Right.
And then you're sitting there going, son of a, why didn't I get the big can? And so I actually had to go back today and I got a big can, which I have killed, probably much to my wife's later chagrin.
So basically, everything that Burger King is doing to lower methane emissions, you're counteracting.
I've got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, my wife's going to start feeding me lemongrass now.
And it's funny because I saw the tweet from Burger King and it said something about farts. And I'm like, what the? It said like breathe the fart smell of change or something. I mean, it was something stupid like that. I'm like, what?
God.
And the only reason that I even looked at the story is because I saw him in his hat holding a guitar and I saw it was a 2-minute video. And I was like, there's a song? And the yodeling kid sings it? I couldn't hit play fast enough.
When that kid was at the radio station, I looked at his back. I was looking for the little pull string so that I could pull it and have, because he looked like Woody. And I'm like, you know, surely there's a string here. And if I pull this, it's going to say, there's a snake in my boot.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I don't know. His shirt was over it or something. I don't know.
Reach for the sky.
There's a fart in that cow's butt.
Farts are funny.
No, I know farts are funny, and he's so that is so wrong. Farts aren't funny. Bullshit. Yes, they are. Farts are hilarious. I don't care who you are.
Farts are great. And that Burger King song just could have been so much funnier. So we're going to work on it. Boner's on that.
And you know what? Yeah, I'm going to start actually writing. I almost said it out loud, but I'm going to start making a few notes.
Let's see. What rhymes with fart?
Don't worry. I'm a professional. All right.
There's like half written lines in some books somewhere about farts. He's just going to put them all together.
Let's see. What rhymes with methane? All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Don't worry. I am a professional. I will handle this. All right. Now that I see that Megan has kind of joined.
How do I turn the shit down?
Hey, easy, killer.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yes, really loud.
Okay.
Incredibly loud.
There we go. I think we got you. Say test 1, 2.
Is it better now?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Is it too loud still? Y'all, am I still really loud?
Oh my, this is going to be a great experiment.
Oh boy.
Hopefully. I mean, you guys are pretty smart.
Or maybe not.
Well, I think we tried to bring Megan on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening. I will give her another chance. We can always try again next week. I appreciate you, Megan, if you can hear me. But I think we're not. It's like getting feedback without you being able to talk to us. So I got to mute you until we figure it out. Is that all right?
We'll call our crack staff of podcast technicians and have them work on it.
Yeah, I'm sure engineering will get right on that. I mean, they probably work on it already. But yeah, man, it was a bummer. Megan, thanks for listening, though. We appreciate you, and we will definitely get you on one of these episodes coming up once we figure some stuff out here. So,
right.
We're moving on. You guys stream anything cool over the weekend?
I watched The Old Guard on Netflix.
Oh, nice. Is that sharp?
Why did you go back to that? Why don't you watch The New Guard?
No, well, because that's what it's called, The Old Guard.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's a whole bunch of immortals who have lived for thousands upon thousands of years that are still alive, and they fight bad guys. And it's got Charlize Theron. Unfortunately, there is no nudity.
Why did you watch it?
Why did you bring it up then?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I appreciate you telling us there's no nudity in it, so I can save my own time. So thank you.
Cross that one off the list.
Thank you for that. Well, how was it?
It was good. It was well made. It is a bunch. You know, it's very much like a superhero type of movie. However, dealing with immortality, that this group of people that they've met over the eons, some have been around since the beginning of time, others have been around since the Crusades, and they're all warriors, but some bad guy tries to make them do things that they don't want to do, and one of the characters is losing their immortality. So yeah, it was a fun 2 hours.
Huh.
Lots of fun.
Old Guard.
Old Guard. Yeah. It's based on a graphic novel.
Totally different than Old Spice.
No. Look at me. Okay. Look at your spouse.
It got actually good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, The Old Guard, they got pretty good reviews. I may actually check that out. Not because they had good reviews, but it's in my queue to watch. I just didn't get to yet. I watched the movie on Hulu over the weekend, Palm Springs, with Andy Samberg.
Uh-huh.
Why?
It's kind of – I like Andy Samberg, dude. He's a funny dude.
Right.
And Lonely Island. But Palm Springs is basically Groundhog Day, just like the Bill Murray vehicle, same day, okay. Time loop over and over again.
Yeah.
Except Andy Samberg updated the story, made it relevant to 2020, and it's hilariously awesome.
Okay.
It's a romantic comedy, but it's more towards the comedy. It's a rated R edged comedy. There's plenty of sex and drug use, and you know it's got a lot of swearing, so it checks a lot of boxes, and it's funny.
All right, tell me there's no sex with a groundhog.
No, it has nothing to do with Groundhog Day, okay. Except...
Well, you said Groundhog, so...
Well, I said if you know Groundhog
Day... And Andy Samberg, I mean, I've seen some of them videos, so...
Yeah, you
know.
Have sex with anything. That's true. But, yeah, no, there's no bestiality in it at all.
Good. All right. Again, checking a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
All right.
So you should watch Palm Springs. I watched that, and... a documentary on Stephon Marbury. So that was my movie watching for the
on who?
New York basketball great Stephon Marbury.
Oh, yeah. I ran across that. I did not watch it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm a documentary nerd. I also watch the other documentary on Netflix about the music producer, the guy who produced – I forget his name right now. That's not going to help for my story.
No, this story sucks so far.
Off the Record, it was called on Netflix – and it's the he's a guy who produced Celine Dion and freaking all those like
why in God's name would you watch that?
I'm a music nerd, dude. I like to know how all this stuff was made. I'll watch a music documentary on most things in the music business. And I saw
I wonder who produced that Celine Dion record. Said no one ever.
I'm sure a lot of people asked that question. I never did, nor do I. Oh, David Foster was his name. He did Chicago.
Yeah, no, I still don't care.
I'm not saying you should care whatsoever. It's just an interesting documentary of how, like, you know, the music business works.
He's the old guy. He's like in his late 60s, and he's married to Catherine McPhee, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
He's married to her.
Okay. Yeah.
He produced, you know, he created a whole bunch of, like, he created Celine Dion basically in a lab. Like, he wrote all those songs, produced all the music for him. He was like, here, sing these songs this way, and you'll be famous for eternity. And she was. Like, that's the kind of, you know, but it was just interesting. It's that kind of behind the scenes, how the sausage is made type stuff. No matter the format, it intrigues me. I wouldn't listen to a Celine Dion song if she was standing in front of me.
So what we need to do is get David Foster, have a meet and greet with Boner so that they can get together and do the new Burger King cow fart song.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
My fart will go on.
Farts, they're not good at all. Well, you know, I wasn't prepared to go for that note.
Okay, well, Boner, by the way, on line two, David Foster, not there.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oops.
I don't know if he'd work with you, but hey, he
of course he would. Duh.
Sure he would.
Dude, I mean, if he would work with Celine Dion, he'd work with me.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. I don't know what I was thinking there. But yeah, right. Those were our two documentaries. So if you are looking for something, man, it's
not that. No, not at all. Or Stephon Marbury. Don't care. But I did just find an alien in my bag of chips. And I sent you each a picture.
Oh, an alien?
Yeah. No, check your phones. I just text you each a picture. There's an alien in my Tostito scoops.
Oh, my goodness. There is an alien.
See?
I don't see it.
What are you talking about? You don't see it.
Oh, right there in the bag.
I see it now.
Right in the middle of the damn picture.
It's like seeing Jesus on toast.
I know.
You should put this on the internet. Like, I see Jesus in my Tostitos.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Look at that. There's an alien in my chips. I don't know what to do with that.
There's your song right there. Boner, there's your song. Alien in my Tostitos.
Yeah. The follow-up to Sun on My Butthole.
Exactly.
Which should have been cow farts, but Burger King screwed that up. So...
Man, I don't even want to reach into this bag of chips now because
you'll get
a mess this up.
The alien picture,
dude. Well, that's cool.
You should put that on the internet and see how many people go down your conspiracy rabbit hole. Like, oh my god, there's an alien in my chips.
Yeah, are Tostitos from Mars?
2020 gets even weirder.
Yeah, how about that?
Here you go, dude.
Yeah,
you start a trend.
So I've been watching the series Dark on Netflix, which I know, Greg, you said it seemed a little bit too dark.
Right.
And man, it's a really, really good series.
I may have to revisit it.
It can be very, very complicated. And a lot of times I have kind of no idea who they're talking about. And then you got to just keep watching and then try and figure it all out and stuff, because essentially what it is, you know, it's about time travel and they keep going back in time, you know, maybe 33 years or 66 years. And then, you know, as the whole thing progresses, it's like this person is actually, you know, I mean, did this, and then some of them go into the future, and the, you're bouncing around, and it's like, man, this is kind of hard to follow sometimes, but it's still really good.
Okay.
And it's, all right. And again, it's in German, so Sean, don't worry. We're just, the adults are talking. Yeah. You know, don't worry.
I'll just mute this here. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I know you're not going to watch it because it's in, you know, it's in German and it's subtitled. So
I'm not watching it. That's the point of watching TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're watching, you might as well. Okay, never mind. Anyway, and maybe there's a translated version. I don't know. I didn't look because I don't have a problem.
I happened to look because I don't mind subtitles, but when people are acting, I like to watch the eyes. That when I'm watching a movie, I like to see their eyes. And when I'm reading dialogue, I can't look at their eyes. I can't see them emoting and acting. And that's, they do not have a dubbed version of Dark right now. It is all subtitled.
Okay.
Let me know when they do.
So when you're watching porn.
Yeah. Hmm. Look me right in the eyes. Anyway, Dark is about...
Look, she has four eyes.
Fine there.
Okay.
So Dark is about time travel. I did watch an old time travel movie, and this was, it sort of blew my mind a little bit. This movie is from 1980. It's got Kirk Douglas in it and Martin Sheen. It's called The Final Countdown.
I've seen it.
Final
Countdown.
Which that song is not on the soundtrack, believe it or not. And I'm watching the movie. Basically, the plot synopsis is this. The USS Nimitz, a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, gets in some sort of a storm, sends it back in time to December 6th, 1941, the day before Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
All right. So this happens in 1980. And in the course of the dialogue in the movie, I think Martin Sheen and Kirk Douglas are talking about it. And they're going, you know, this happened 40 years ago and we have an opportunity. And I was like, whoa. All right. The movie is in 1980. They went back in time 40 years. The year is right now 2020. Which was 40 years ago when that movie came out. It was like,
I would go back in time and not make that movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. No, it wasn't the worst movie ever, but it wasn't a great one, I remember.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't great. The visual effects, which as I'm a credit watcher, the guy who did the visual effects of it going back in time, his name is Maurice Binder. And he's the guy who did all of the opening scenes of the James Bond movies. You know, Goldfinger, 007. You know, all of that stuff. And it's funny because the time tunnel that they go through looks exactly like something you would see at the beginning of a James Bond movie.
Ding, 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 ding.
He stops and jumps and shoots, and then blood starts coming down. And the
right.
Starts.
Yeah, right.
Big Bond guy.
Yeah.
Did you know on Netflix they're canceling Ozark?
Yes. But we are getting a supersized fourth season.
Yeah. Do you think Ruth makes it to the end?
I think Ruth's the only one who makes it.
She just gets everything.
I don't know, and I just made that part up because I have no idea. But
what's interesting about that, when I read that was canceled, I was like, why would they cancel Ozark? Seems like a very popular show. But then I kept reading, and I found out that Netflix has a whole strategy to just never make shows go long because they become too expensive, and the actors want too much money. So they just tell them, okay, we're going to cancel the show. And then they never have to pay the show. It costs more money to produce shows as they go on. So they just pull the plug. Like four seasons, five seasons. Don't like what House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, like all their big shows that they've had have all like.
Well, House of Cards got canceled because of Kevin Spacey and. It's a totally different. Yeah, he got canceled, and then after that, the show sucked.
But I just thought it was interesting. They're just like, you know what? I don't want to pay you what you want, and so we're just like, we'll just make new shows. It's just a different way to approach it, I guess.
That's the radio approach.
Yeah. I mean,
really? What? You're making too much money? How much money are you making? You're gone.
Ah, we'll just cancel your ass and find someone who looks just like you and get a, you know, whatever. Who cares?
Good. That's a good point.
Yeah,
I was surprised those Stranger Things wasn't on that list because that seems like one of these shows that is everything I just said. It's super expensive to make. The actors are now getting famous and requiring more money. But I don't know.
Maybe yeah, I don't like, know. But they're kids, man. They're like, I want three packs of Sour Patch Kids, not just two. Take that.
Take that, yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, fine. Give that punk some more Sour Patch Kids,
which is exactly like radio.
Yep. Again, yes, like, yeah, exactly.
Free food.
Yeah,
that's how is radio life, Greg? At the state, you're at the station now. You're like in charge this week.
Yeah, because nobody else is in the building. I did happen to see Stickman one day. He's on vacation this week as well from our sister station, US 101.
And he came to work?
Huh?
He's on vacation, but he came to work?
Well, it was last Friday. I saw him last Friday.
Oh, yeah. And he's awesome.
But I did see his partner, who we know that Melissa is extremely pregnant, and she could at any moment have her next child. But I'm keeping my social distance. I don't want to get her sick in any way, shape, or form in these final weeks.
Good for you, Greg. Good for
yeah, you. Yeah, yeah. Stay away from other women.
Especially the pregnant ones.
Stay in your corner.
Yeah. Don't get anywhere near any other woman.
All right.
Your wife won't be happy about that.
So I heard today they got did you hear about the COVID vaccine? It's like looking like it's could be they're onto something. Like today it came out just a little bit ago. Science, a COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S. has boosted immunity with mild side effects and appears to be ready for final testing. Again, I'm just a headline guy, but a lot to digest there.
I can't wait to see that commercial, you know, because what you just said says, you know, it's produced antibodies and blah, blah, blah. With mild symptoms of,
side effects.
Yeah, side effects. And
mild side effects.
Look, we watch TV every single day, and there's, commercials for all sorts of drugs that are like, and side effects could include rectal bleeding, elephantitis of the testicles, and just this massive list of things. Your heart could explode at any moment.
Sign me up for that.
You won't be able to get an erection for 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
That's where I was sitting when I saw that. I'm like, mild side effects.
Is that mild as opposed to being dead? Because I guess, you know, that would probably, sure.
Scientists have been working on a vaccine that hasn't killed anybody yet. I guess it would be a much stronger headline than mild side effects.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching one the other day. What was it? Perineal something or other. I'm like, wait, say what? Which is the area between your cods and your butthole.
That's called. Oh, that's a science term?
Yes. Not your cods. That's not the scientific term. That's my fun term.
That would be the testes.
Right. But it's that area in there. And that could burst into flames at any moment. I'm like, say what? What kind of damn – what are you giving me? I don't want that.
Yeah. But who knows? But what if that was a side effect of the COVID vaccine? Do you take it?
Rectal bleeding, elephantitis, 4-year erection. heart could explode, or perineal abnormal growth coming out, or so, you know, like you could grow an arm from your perineum.
You could grow a horn out of your forehead. But
yeah.
Protected from COVID.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, I'm encouraged.
Yeah. Whatever. I'd be like, well, you know, I can't get all of them.
As long as I can go see Slipknot live in concert, yeah, I'll do it.
Exactly. There we go.
Yeah. Man, we got shows coming. Yeah. I don't know. I probably would.
Yeah, no, I would definitely, man. I think. I mean, yeah. Why would I? I'd probably, like, not be the first person in line, but I'd be, like, you know, couple, maybe like
go ahead,
a
Boner. You go. Go ahead, Boner. I'm right behind you, dude. Go.
Yeah, exactly. You go first. Let me see how that works.
Let me see your perineum. Let me see your perineum. Okay, he's okay.
Yeah. Ooh, that looks good. Yeah, that's nice. Nice.
You know, it's like you went to Florida a couple weeks ago, and now it's been enough time. You're back. Seem to be doing well. Maybe I'll go visit now. Like, all right. You know, the Bone Man made it there and back. We can do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it depends what kind of real, you know, the symptoms, I suppose, that you could get, you know, what kind of side effects or whatever. If they said, you know, itching, this, that, blah, blah, whatever, never drink beer again, blah, 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 blah. Wait, hang on.
What did you say about beer?
Wait, what? Can never drink beer again?
I'm out.
I don't mind the elephantitis, but come on now.
Hey, man, I draw the line at growing a leg out of my butthole. I'll take that, but leave the beer alone.
Basically,
I mean, small leg, not like a regular size leg, you know, like a little one.
Like a baby arm.
Yeah, I mean, something like that. That'd be, you know, something that maybe you could just like flop out of your pants and put in your pocket or something like that, you know, like back pocket. I don't know.
Yeah, see, now it's trending on Twitter right now. First COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S. shows promising immune response ahead of large trial. And that's that's the official news report. I read like somebody's tweet about the
hey man, it might work.
COVID-19. Yeah, hey dude, but
I see where you get your scientific information.
Yeah, Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, retweets.
Hey man, it might work.
Yes. Hey, it says no, but there's an article quoted. I actually read the article from the AP. So I wasn't some BS. I just don't read those words on the air. I just read the headline on the air because it's funnier words.
Right. And so since we were talking about it last week and you had gone fishing several times and haven't caught a fish, I did go fishing on this past Thursday. I did not catch a fish.
Yes.
Okay.
I knew there were no fish in that lake.
Oh, there's fish.
What?
Well, there are fish. I went out on a boat with a buddy of mine. He did hook one and got him all the way to the boat. But our boss called me while I was out on the boat. So I answer the phone and I'm on the phone with our boss and dude, you know, gets this fish. And so he's like, got one. And I'm trying to reach over and grab the net and everything. And he didn't think I was going to get there in time. So he tried to just kind of flip the fish onto the boat. And that didn't happen. The fish came off. So that was fish number one. Now, I was also, you know, we only fished for about 3 hours, something like that. But I did get two hits. Well, first one, I wasn't paying attention, and I missed him. The second one, I was paying attention, but I still missed him. So I know that there's fish in there. And I'm going back again on Thursday, which is what, actually today?
Actually, yeah. Today, the day of the podcast reveal, yes.
Yeah. Now you have the fishing bug. See, it gets you. Now you want to fish.
Yeah, no, fishing, I love fishing. And, you know, I didn't know anybody who had a boat, but This buddy of mine, he got bit by the fishing bug a couple of months ago or 3 months ago, and he went out and bought a boat and everything else so that he could go fishing. And he's like, hey, you wanna come out? And I'm like, damn right. Somebody got a boat. All right.
Dude, boat friends are the best, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll try again on Thursday. And if I don't catch a fish on Thursday, then I will actually be pissed off.
What are you using? Are you using a G.I. Joe fishing pole and some crankbait? Or are you got something better than my setup?
Yes. Yes, I do have something better than your setup.
Are you wrapping some twine around your big toe and just laying there drinking beer?
No, but I guarantee if I did, I'd still catch fish.
I don't know. You talk a big game, but your record of catching fish is exactly the same as mine is right now.
It is. But, dude, I promise you, if I were to take you anywhere, it doesn't matter, to go fishing, just to make sure that you caught a fish, we would catch fish.
Ah,
guaranteed. 100%. There is zero, zero doubt in my mind. You would absolutely catch fish. And it might be a 2-inch long fish, but I would make sure you caught a damn fish.
Because you could just go out and catch a fish. You'll just drop the line in, the little hook on the worm and the bobber, and try to grab one out of there.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you would catch a fish, I swear.
Yeah, but I want like a fish I could put on the wall with like a plaque on my name under it.
That's and I was in a fishing tournament, so you know, that's kind of the idea. You want to catch bigger fish. So no, I didn't use any kind of live bait. It was all artificial stuff, and I did get a few hits. I just didn't.
When you say you get a hit, what do you mean?
A hit. That's when the fish hits the lure.
Like it just swims right into it, like duh.
No, he doesn't just swim. It's not like just complete dumb luck. What? No, that's where the fish looks at it and goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure I want to eat that. And then goes after it. And you have to then set the hook into the fish's mouth. And I did not set the hook.
How do you set the hook? You're on a boat. The fish is in the water.
Yeah. You yank back on it and pull the hook through his mouth.
I just say yank him out of there. But that's got it's got a term.
Hook. Yes. Set the hook.
No, I gotta learn the fishing jargon. I'm not up on it. I didn't know what that meant. Now I do. Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, setting the hook on a bluegill, you know, that's 2 inches long is really, that's like, you know, I mean, you just look at him and he, oh, God, I'm caught.
Yeah.
So, totally different. Either way.
I have caught fish before. I mean, this is not like foreign to me. I've always been a shitty fisherman. I'm not trying to say I've ever been good at it or ever taken it seriously.
No, I figured that.
Yeah, I never once took it seriously whatsoever. And I told you I went fishing with my buddy. I made him take it all off the hook and everything with me. But I actually have caught fish. Like, I've pulled it up and yanked it, but nothing like nothing mountable. But
well, no. I mean, you know, mountable fish are large. That's why they're mountable.
Yeah, that's what
you know, you don't just mount like a 1-pound bass. That's stupid. You could get a 1-pound bass any day of the week.
Well, but if I catch one while floating on my inner tube, I'm going to, whatever it is going on the wall. That's a feat itself. Like on an inner tube with a mini fishing pole. Whatever.
All right. Where did Greg go?
I'm drinking beer.
Are you a fisherman, Greg? Have you ever played one in a play?
Yeah, I'm not a fisherman, but I played one at the Catoosic County Colonnade. As a matter of fact, I have been fishing. I can remember fishing when I was a wee lad in Louisiana. Yeah, we were Irish back then. That's how far ago it was.
You caught a potato?
I did. It was mashed. I was wanting a fried one, but I got mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. But no, fishing has always been a part of my family, but it's never been something that I really enjoyed.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm just starting to get into it now, but it gets frustrating. Like, it's just a lot of standing. Like, I like to play golf a lot, and I'm not good at golf, but at least golf, I go out there and I can just hit the ball and look around it for it in the woods. Then I get to hit the ball again. Like, fishing is just constantly like throwing it out there, reeling it in, getting it stuck on something and tying on a new hook or lure or whatever. Like, I spend more time tying shit to my fishing pole than actually just standing there. And part of that's because I get bored of just standing there. Like, I need something to do. So,
yeah. I don't know. You know, it's challenging. It's fun for me. And I did kind of grow up fishing. I'd go fishing with my dad when I was, you know, just a wee little pup. And, you know, and growing up in Florida, there's a lot of lakes to go fish in. And we would go out on the weekend and fish. And so, you know, I've always really enjoyed it. You know, I'm no professional or anything stupid like that. But,
not yet.
You know, I mean, I do have, you know, an idea of what I'm doing. I've done it for... I've done it enough, but you know, it's, I can definitely see where somebody else is like, dude, this is boring, you know, especially if you're not catching fish. But it's almost, you know, kind of the same thing as golf, Sean, where you have 2,700 terrible drives in a row or shots in a row, and then you get one that's awesome. Yeah, and you go, dude,
that and you spend the rest of your life chasing that one.
Yeah, but it's almost the same kind of thing. You know, you may have 100 casts where you get nothing, but then you get a fish and you're like, ah, right on. I could do this again. And, you know, and then you kind of, and you keep, chasing that a bit, but you also, you know, hopefully you're learning along the way of what to do and what not to do and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, just like golf, you know, don't do this, don't do that, you know, do this, you know, all that kind of thing. It's very much the same kind of thing. And yeah, you do always chase that, that cool feeling of,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like you remember, like Greg, you remember back when you smoked crack the first time. And you're like,
it was a really bad trip, though. Really,
you're dragging ever since.
Okay. So you didn't really have anything to chase.
No, not at all. I tried to take my pants off over my head. No, it was not a good thing.
But I do get that, Boner. Like, when I was out there last time, like, I was trying to improve and get better and be like, if I do this or do that, like, I'm going to get there. But I also am doing it kind of as a joke because I'm not trying to just spend a bunch of money on it. I've invested, like, $47 on bullshit. If I had, like, a boat or, like, any of those gadgets, like, there's fish finders out there. Like, I could really get into fishing if I had.
All right, look, let me tell you, we had fish finders on this boat.
Does it work? Apparently not.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say they don't work because what I will say is the guy that I was with, and I've never used them. I don't have a boat, so I don't know how to look at it and tell, you know, what is what. So I'm sure people who are very, very good at this sort of thing or, you know, are very used to it and know exactly what they're doing can look at a fish finder and go, okay, that is something and this is not. It's not like a, you know, it can tell whether it's a fish necessarily. It tells you,
sure, like there's a fish swimming by, like, ooh, I want that one.
Yeah, I mean, it tells you that there's something in the water, you know, what is it? I don't know. You know, it could be, you know, a tree limb, you know, who knows? And people are way better at this stuff than I am, you know, because again, I don't have one. I don't know a whole lot about them, except that the guy that I'm fishing with, again, I told you, you know, he's been fishing for like 3 months and bought a boat and got the fish finder on there. And he's not, you know, really seasoned on exactly what it is he's looking at. You know, we're all, you know, he's kind of trying to learn some of this stuff, too. But
it's cool. So there's a lot of, yeah, that's good. And it's good when you know, have a friend like that who's just learning, because you can, you know, pick up tricks along the way too, because they don't know everything yet either. So they're learning along the way. It's kind of, it's neat, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, hey, what if you tried this, you know, and showed him some stuff. And he's like, here, you know, try one of these things. And, you know, the thing that he gave me was what I got 2 bites on. And I'm like, oh, nice. Okay, I really like these things. I'm gonna stick with this.
That's kind of what you need, is like somebody who knows a little bit more than you that can kind of like, you know, give me like, because I don't even know if I'm using the right hooks or lures. I'm just, you know, I think I am. I know the jargon, crankbait, so I think, but still, it's a work in progress. But I'm going to, on my vacation, when we go on that road trip, I'm going to stop and catch a fish along the way somewhere. That's the goal of the vacation.
Well, that'd be nice, right? I mean, I thoroughly enjoy fishing, and when you catch one, you're like, dude, that was awesome.
I bet.
You know, and then just like I said, just like golf, you know, it's what, you know, catching the one fish of the day, even though it took you 5 hours to get that one, it's exactly what brings you back the next day, because it was fun.
And I think some of like my brain's broke a little bit too, is like the last, I've been on like a fishing charter, like in the Gulf before, like a few times, where they just take you out in the ocean. They just put you over top of a school of fish, and you're just pulling fish out of the ocean one after the other after the other. I mean, we caught like 40 flounder one afternoon, but that's
like the crack cocaine of fishing, yeah. Right there.
But that's what's awesome about it. It's like you pay them a bunch of money, they take you out there, they get all the professional bait, they basically do the fishing for you, they hand you a pole over top of all the fish, and you just start pulling them out. It's fun, but that's not fishing. But that's, in my brain, I thought all fish were that ambitious to eat when I threw food in the lake.
Well, they're making it, you know, about as fun for you as they can possibly make it. And it is a little bit more difficult than that. But it doesn't have to be, you know. Live bait is a whole lot easier than an artificial bait. So all of your crankbaits, all of your worms, all of that kind of stuff. And I mean artificial worms, plastic worms.
Yeah.
They are way more difficult to work with than just a regular worm. You know, you will catch fish with a worm, and you can catch, you know, any number of fish with a worm, or with a you know, maybe you put 5 worms on there.
Wow, I never thought to put multiple worms on one hook. Now we're getting wild.
Yeah, I mean, you can, there's things you can do there.
I actually think now we should have a fishing tournament, the Rock 105 fishing tournament, one Saturday afternoon, me versus you versus Greg. Winner, whoever catches a fish first.
First fish?
I think, yeah. I mean, we could go over the rules. We could maybe make it bigger than just that thought, but I think a fishing tournament needs to happen, especially.
Are we all in the same boat?
What boat? None of us have a boat.
No, I mean, I'm thinking
the Rock 105 corporate yacht.
Yes, the corporate yacht.
Well, there is a boat behind the radio station. Maybe we could borrow that one.
Can y'all hear me finally?
No. Wow.
You can? Really?
Yes, we can. We got you.
Okay, thank God, because I tried like 3 computers.
Just in the nick of time. Would you know anything about cow farts?
No, and stand up tanning beds. Not true.
All right. All right. Jesus Christ. It figures we were 10 seconds away from being done.
Hey, at least I figured it out, guys. It only took me like 45 minutes, but what are we doing? Are we like, is it done? Or are we like taking a
We're just about done. So how has work been going for you?
It's been going pretty well, but doing it from home is challenging, to say the least. Because you want to get out of the house and be around people, but at the same time, I don't want to get sick and get my kids sick. So
it's been
kind of crazy. The whole world's been crazy the past 5 or 6 months, it seems. But I'm alive, and that's, you know.
Yeah.
And tonight, like, asking Sean to do this for me really, 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 really made my entire day, like my entire week. because I had such a bad week. So this really, really did make me happy and get me out of my funk that I was in. So I'm so grateful to him and all of y'all for letting me do this. And you're very, very kind.
And that's the thing. That's what I was saying before. Drunk Sean is especially kind. Drunk Sean is just like, sure, anything. Like I was telling them the story when you emailed or wrote me on Saturday or whatever on Facebook. Yeah. I was drinking. I was like, sure, whatever. Like, I'm just the nicest person when I'm hammered. If I was, like, I didn't tell Greg or Boner. I'm just like, yeah, sure, it's fine.
I'm sorry. This is happening. I didn't get you in trouble, did I, though?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. It was funny because I honestly didn't tell them anything until tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I purposely said nothing until the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it would be funnier that way.
That's kind of funny, though. That makes it even better, like, more funny.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, they're going to – what are you going to do? Surprise guest. Who? Megan. Oh, okay. That's
I mean,
just – could be as
you're, like, my favorite podcast to listen to when I'm, like – working or like cleaning or laying in my tanning bed. Like, I'm not rich enough to have a stand-up tanning bed like you do, Sean, but when I lay in my tanning bed, I listen to you guys. Like, and your podcast just makes me happy. Like, I've been going through a lot lately, and it just makes me feel good for 45 minutes to an hour every week, and I look forward to it every week, and it's just something that has helped me get through some personal things in my life just because it gets me out of my head for an hour or so a week. So I just want to thank you guys for doing that, because that's pretty awesome in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much for listening to us, and you know, we really appreciate that. It's very nice words. I mean, we never know who's listening or the impact.
So I've got all my friends listening now. Like, I'm like, you've got to listen to this podcast. They are hilarious. They're so funny, blah, blah, blah. And so now I've got, like, I even have my mom even listens to it now. So I'm like,
well, listened once, maybe.
My mom did?
Well, I would think.
No, my mom listens all the time because my mom is the one that thinks Boner is like the hottest of the hot. I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom. He's married.
Yeah. I mean, she's right.
You're married.
So,
and the hottest of the hot, but also married, yeah.
But, like, she'll always be like, when I invite her to a show, like, she was supposed to go to the Creed show for the birthday bash, like, last October, and she couldn't make it because she has lupus and was, like, sick and couldn't make it, and she was so bummed. She was more excited about seeing you, Boner, than, like, seeing Scott Stapp, who was, like, her favorite artist besides Elvis Presley. So I was like, are you kidding me? You're this bummed over missing seeing Boner? Like, it was funny and cute at the same time.
I mean,
I love you.
I 100% understand.
And I feel the same way as your mom, because I don't get to see Boner as much as I used to.
Yeah, me too. I think we all feel that way about Boner, to be honest, if we're being honest.
I'll send you guys a pic.
Then maybe you can wear Greg's fedora or whatever it's called, and like have a red rose in your mouth and like some black socks.
She's got a whole vision for you.
Yeah.
And anything
blow it up.
Specific, Megan.
Blow it up and give it to her for a birthday coming up, and that would be the perfect gift.
Like a feather boa, yes. You know, something like that.
Like the Costanza.
Yes, that would be perfect. She would go nuts. That would be her best gift she's ever received from any of her children, ever.
She's on to something.
I think we're on to something, a Boner a month calendar.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'll put in some money for that. Like,
already making profits.
And you know what? That is like the dumbest, stupid freaking idea I have ever heard, which causes me to go, maybe. Yeah. Like, you know how the Chinese calendar, they have like the year of the rat and the year of the chicken and the year of the duck-billed platypus or whatever.
Yeah.
2021 could be the year of the boner.
Boom.
And every month there's a different picture you know,
of a different boner.
But
sure.
Just for fun, we've got to add in like some Greg and some Sean in there, you know.
What are you talking about? It's not year of the Greg or Sean.
I'll take July. No,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Sean should take October because that's my birthday month. So I already have an idea for what he could wear.
Pumpkin?
This has got to be good. What? Well, please tell me.
Okay, so one of our friends who...
You seen the movie Borat? Tell me it's something like that.
No, not exactly. But we have a friend who's really into Michael Myers, and he gave us one of his masks that's like a fidget.
You have to wear a mask.
So if you fluff the mask up, you're going to have to get up with Zach Myers. But put the mask on you. You can wear like some overalls, maybe some suspenders or whatever they're called. No shirt. Maybe some camo boots that go over the, you know, overalls up to the knees. And then Zach Myers mask.
Wait. Zach Myers or Michael Myers?
It's a Michael Myers mask that Zach Myers gave us.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And I think that would be awesome with a pair of like overalls with no shirt underneath for Sean.
Oh, damn.
Right. And also, the picture has to be taken from at least 150 yards away.
No. As close as possible.
Close ups are fine. Right here, within. Inches.
I mean, maybe we can
chew on like a
actually the closer the better.
Zach to actually even come and like pose as well with you, and then y'all would sell millions of hundreds of thousands of those calendars.
Fours of fives of them.
No.
Millions.
Yeah, my mom would buy every one of them because you boners in them.
There'd be a lot of interest in the calendar. I would have to say. The boner of the month.
The year of the boner.
Every month, it's just you in a different, you know, doing in a different costume, a different outfit. You know, doing
well, she is obsessed with the Wizard of Oz. So if you could, like, maybe even dress up as, like, a munchkin or, you know, the Cowardly Lion, she would go crazy over that.
Sure. Absolutely. I'll dance about in with a lollipop. It'll be fun.
A lollipop kid. That would be even better. Yeah. All three of y'all as lollipop kids. That should
we represent the lollipop guild. The lollipop guild. The lollipop guild.
How did she feel about Willy Wonka?
Do what? How does she feel about Willy Wonka?
Chocolate Factory.
That movie is scary as crap. I hate that movie. It's terrified me since I was a child.
No, not the stupid one with Johnny Depp. I mean, the regular one.
No, the regular one is just as creepy just because he's like a child murderer. He murders children. He does. And I've been terrified of that since I was like four. And they used to make us watch it in school, and I thought they was like... They were crazy because he was a child murderer.
That is true. I never thought about that. Like, anytime somebody does something, he just like,
they were all just fine. They just had to get all the juice out of her. And
No, they all came back. He was a child murderer.
Yeah. Cancel Willy Wonka. He killed children with candy.
That's okay.
It's true, though. I didn't. I actually.
It's
never
not true. He did not kill the children.
Where did they end up? You never.
They
seen
were all end. Fine.
No, they weren't.
You always see Charlie at the end.
I think you have to read on it and like read like some of the stuff on the internet, and I have a book on it. It actually explains a lot. He actually really was supposed to be like a child murderer, but they tried to make it light. Hearted, I guess, or whatever, for the movie, but he really did in the movie have those children supposedly killed, is what I have read on several.
All right, well, they were all tools anyway.
Yeah. Well, Mike TV had it coming. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
and that Augustus group, the bastard.
Yeah, a little punk shouldn't have been, jumping into the chocolate in a river. That's just stupid.
And Veruca Salt, come on.
She's a witch, so she kind of deserved it.
He was just trying to teach those kids not to be greedy.
Exactly.
And exactly. You know, there's life lessons.
And none of them could die. So they all had it coming to them anyway, and I hope they ate them with chocolate syrup.
I would have died immediately when I walked in there. I would have started eating a wall and just exploded.
Yeah. Probably me too.
You know, I wouldn't have lasted more than 30 seconds.
Sean Gloop.
Like, there's no way. I just would have immediately been thrown out.
Wasn't there a podcast, like, 3 weeks ago when they said, like, y'all are talking about, like, renting out, like, the lookouts for, like, an Airbnb, and Sean would be caught behind the concessions, like, sleeping on cotton candy and, like, eating all the food behind the concessions? Or did I
do that? Oh, my God, Megan. You actually do listen to this crap.
I do. And I make all my friends and family listen to this crap, too. It's not crap. We all love
it. Well, at least we know what it is.
Like, all, I mean, I have, like, 20 or 30 people I make listen to y'all like every single week, and they all love you.
Well, say hi. Hey guys, thanks for listening.
Tell my mom, say hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
No, Boner. Hi, Tina. Boner. Say hi, Tina. Oh, Boner.
Sorry. God, sorry.
My mom loves Boner. She loves all y'all, but she loves Boner.
All right.
Let's say hello, Tina, from Boner.
Hello, Tina. What are you doing right now? What are you wearing? Are you naked? All right, there you go.
Thank you. She's going to die. She's going to love it. She's making a ringtone now, too, somehow.
Yeah, Boner is available for personal ringtones for $1.99 a download.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should get a cameo thing, dude. You like should. People's birthday shout outs.
That's what Zach Myers does, and he makes pretty good money off of that. You could do that and like make some bank money. You should do that because there's like tons of people out there who think that you're hot, Boner. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like my, all my girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm sure I would so make hot. Bank like Zach Myers.
With that calendar?
Yeah.
Like, combine the two?
I mean, it'd be a fun competition. Me and the guitar player for Shinedown. Who's going to make more money?
That's probably you.
I'm guessing him.
But
yeah,
maybe because if we sell them only in Chattanooga, it might be you because you're Chattanooga's favorite DJ. So you might win against Zach.
Yeah. I made $4. You made $3. That would be not much of a competition, really.
Oh my God.
Well, it's good to know we have some people listening who really, you know, are listening. That was a wild tale. That makes me want to go back to AT&T Field and actually live there. That was a great idea.
That actually was a great idea. And like, I'm not trying to like. I don't know how to say this. I've had a couple of shots. My dad actually owned part of the Lookouts and owns part of the Atlanta Braves. So maybe we can
right at this very moment?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
If there's anybody who can make this happen, it sounds like it could be you.
I mean, yes.
Let me go back since you said that and remember that, and Sean, I know you're with me here and we can go together. That's fine. but the All-Star game is in Atlanta next year.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Good
memory, Boner.
Thank you.
We need to be in that.
Well, 2021 is the year of the Boner.
There we go.
And
towards that,
yeah. So Megan, perhaps
you can make that happen. I mean, you can
maybe Megan. We've done enough for you. Yeah. I think it's time to pay us back.
I have. So I'm actually we're meeting up for dinner and going to go to his house in Atlanta.
Does he like you?
And I will talk to him about that, and I'm sure I can make it happen.
Just playing this episode of the podcast.
I already told him about it, and he was like, that's awesome. When does it air? And I'm like, well, I think it's going to air Thursday, but they record on Tuesdays.
What'd you just open there, Bone Man?
What do you think it is? You know, in fact, just because, I'm going to ask Megan. Megan, what do you think I just opened?
Sweetwater 420.
Bingo. Nice. You know, as many times as I have drank Sweetwater 420 and said that on the air and everything else, I would think that somebody over there would be like, huh, maybe that guy actually likes this. And like, do something. Maybe something crazy like, here, Boner, have a free sixer on us. You know, a nice 12-pack. How's about a case, a keg, beer for life? Something along those lines. But... Maybe, but yet,
that's kind of like rude. That they
you're no Mason Ramsey, Boner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got to put on a hat and my howdy doody outfit and then yodel for a while. I'm going to Walmart tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to stand around and yodel and sing about cow farts.
No, you have to sing hamburger.
Well, that's already. I can sing hamburger like right now.
Let's do it. I can play.
No. I'm a triangle. Let's go.
I can play the crap out of the triangle.
Oh, me too.
No, I'm being serious, though.
Oh, no, I was too. No.
Yeah, I was too.
That would be new.
I think that's still got it.
And then I think Greg should like get the pots and pans out and like bang on them, and then Boner sing. Sean and I do the triangle, and we all do hamburger.
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
He found a guitar.
I thought about it for a second, and I thought, well, you know what? We have a guest.
Do we do live tunes for the guest that will live on the internet forever?
And this is probably, I mean, the guitar is probably not in tune.
There's no triangle, so don't worry about it.
Oh, that'll make up for it.
Exactly. Right.
I don't know. Yeah, it's really not in tune.
It's kind of close.
Go ahead, you do it. Sing it, Megan.
I don't know all the words, but I got my triangle.
I am a hamburger.
I'm gonna laugh.
A hamburger without any. Where's my triangle? Come on, damn it.
I'm trying.
No tomatoes.
Can y'all hear me?
A hamburger on a plate with some fries, that would be great.
Crap, I messed up.
Sounds like you're hitting a cat food can.
It actually is a cat food can. A dog food can, by the way.
I'm an Alpo.
But it's unopened Alpo in a fork. I can't find my triangle shirt. Such short notice.
Would you like a
He's waiting to try it.
Megan's killing me right now.
I'm going lightly on the Alpo.
Would you like a hamburger? Say please with cheese, hope I don't get that cow disease because I'm a hamburger. All right, this is so stupid.
It really is. And I don't think I'm using a can of Alpo.
It's the triangle remix.
Hey, I didn't have enough time to dig the
triangle. Oh my God.
But I do have one. I actually have like two.
Oh God. Wow. That's so terrible.
I was playing a sound effect from YouTube for triangle.
I was thinking about that little Woody looking punk and his cow fart. I don't know. All right. Anyway.
Hey, man, it's been a great episode. Megan, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for letting me do this. It's made my entire like week. It's been so crappy. So
I was going to say, well, we appreciate you for joining us. You did amazing, by the way. It was just fantastic. You did great.
Thank you. So.